Welcome to this episode, Believe in Sparks, presented by Bet Online. I'm your host, Stacey Pates. The LA Sparks and Las Vegas Aces faced off on Monday in a WNBA showdown at Crypto.com Arena. Some amazing fans came out, including Money Mayweather. Well, these teams have faced off a couple of times, including June 11th, the most recent, where the Aces secured that 89-72 victory. The Sparks are averaging almost 82 points, while their defense is giving up nearly 87 points per game. The offense is ranked 6th in the league, their defense ranked 11th. And Nick Agumike, as per usual and as expected, has been the top player for the Sparks this season, averaging 18.2 points while shooting 59% from the field. LA lost to Las Vegas, 79-73 was the final. Your Sparks are now 7-11 on the season, the Aces 14-4. Casey Plum has been a major reason for the Aces' success this season. The guard is averaging a career-high 21 points, nearly 6 assists, to help them have the best record in the league. And of course, LA's Christy Tolliver continues to make an impact. Tolliver was only one assist shy of her season high with 5, and she also added 3 points against the Aces. She says, quote, "The game is very slow for me, and it's kind of been interesting to feel and be part of it. It should feel harder for me right now just given the situation, but it doesn't really," end quote. That's the kind of leadership that every team should be able to have. And speaking of leadership, the Aces were without former Sparks point guard Chelsea Gray, and they were led by 29 from Kelsey Plum. On this episode, we hear from interim head coach Fred Williams, Lexi Brown, and Liz Cambage.
So, coach, it's been a few games for KT. What's your thoughts on her performance so far?
It's getting better. I mean, she's starting to get rhythm outside with, shooting the ball a lot more. She hit a couple of deep threes last game. And just her overall, IQ of the game, like I say, she makes other players better when she distributes the basketball and put them in place in offense.
And just how important you is to have like a point guard like KT, who has some coaching experience, to kind of be the coach on the floor, especially when she's out there with some of the young ladies.
It's great. You know, I think every team has that, one person or maybe two people that way. NECA will be in that other coach too, like on the floor. But it's good for that, have that, because sometimes you can't relay things on the floor and then you let them roll with it, and she can dictate things just like a quarterback in football. Give them the plays and let them call the plays a lot. But that relieves me a great deal that she can do that.
After your first few games as interim coach, what are you learning about yourself this time as a head coach as opposed to all of the previous opportunities you had?
I think just being more relaxed, just coaching more relaxed, really being pinpoint what I want in certain situations. Especially timeout situations. Defensively, I just know that I want them to get better in transition. But me personally, it's just been, I'm really calm on the court. I mean, that's my calmness. And then it's like, back in the day when a lot of the entertainers were today too, some of their calmness is when they go out and perform on stage. And I'm the same way, because everything is already put out on the table for the players to do and just orchestrate it. But I would just say just me being more relaxed and more calm, and I get after them, no nonsense and stuff like that. But I'd say that's the difference in my style in the past. In the past, I was not as aggressive with certain things as with the players, but now I'm more pinpoint, straight to the point, call you out, and then let's get the job done.
That's right. So NECA was a player of the week. What do you make of sort of how well she's playing this season? Now, she's an all-star starter, right, for the first time in her career.
Yes.
But also just sort of her leadership. Like, this has been kind of a turbulent season for you guys. Like, what has she been, what's her been her message to her teammates?
Her message to her teammates is, follow her lead and a lot of things on and off the court, making sure that on the court, you play hard at all times for 40 minutes. If you don't get those minutes, some of the players wish they don't. Just be, mindful that when people come off the court, give them a hand, clap, slap, and that means a lot. Just the energy that I've seen in her this season and past seasons, probably one of her best seasons ever, probably one of the top three other than winning the championship year. NECA is a warrior. She comes out and plays hard every game. She knows the game very well. I think she's scored some over 4,000 some points now, passing swoops and scoring, and that's saying a lot. She's getting into a great category. There's more to come from her career.
We'll be back with more right after this message from our title sponsor. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and to get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Nneka Ogumike was named Western Conference Player of the Week and led the Sparks with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Lexi Brown had a season-high 17 on 5 of 8 from the three-point line.
What's the challenge with guarding Plum this year, specifically like compared to seasons before?
Well, the offense is like ran through her. So in the past, they haven't really ran the offense through her. And she's always been a dynamic scorer ever since college. Like she's what, all-time leading scorer in college. So, you know, that's nothing. It's nothing new. We know that this is how she plays, but now she's just in a system that benefits her style of play. And she's so quick with the ball. So, you know, when she has a night like tonight, you got to, you know, tip our hats to her. You know, she put that team on her back. So credit to Kels.
I had to text someone the other day and I said, Bill Laimbeer to turn Kelsey Plum into a monster, keeping her on the bench last season like that. But you know, I had a few years playing with those girls and I've never seen another player put in work like Kelsey Plum.
She works hard.
And I've seen Jackie develop from a rookie to, you know, that step back three last game against Washington. Those girls work so hard and put in so much work, and that's how they play. I mean, you can do nothing but respect it. So you got to get on their level. Well, what are you going to do? You know, that Aces are the powerhouse of this league right now, you know, and we're finding our way as well. But there's some killers on that team. Killers, bro.
Lexi, when you guys talk about getting better in terms of just defensively, is there something different about the defensive scheme, or is it just you guys are executing it better? Time allows you to get better at it?
Yeah, I think it's time, communication. You know, we're switching up our coverages a little bit more, getting a little bit more scout specific as far as personnel. And we have enough athleticism and talent defensively to like do more switching and things like that. So, you know, we just covering each other better, having each other's backs a little bit more. But again, like Liz said, we're finding our way. So everything is just, you know, slowly but surely coming together.
So I've noticed since Coach Williams, you guys are putting up a lot more three-point field goals. Is that something he kind of emphasized for you guys to do?
He just wants us to put up more shots in general. So I think he's given everybody the green light. There's certain passes. Like if you get a skip pass, if you get a pass out of a double team, like you have the green light, no matter if you're a 10% shooter from three or a 50% shooter from three, like there's just certain situations that he's starting to instill in us where if you have the shot, take it. And I think everyone's getting more confident in their shots. And I think we're finding each other a lot better as well.
Does that help you as a shooter? Does that help your confidence just to know like there's no pressure? Like
I feel like I've had the green light all season long based on how I shot the ball in training camp, and then pretty much like since the first game of the season, I've just been shooting the ball. And you know, the last few games I kind of went through a little bit of a slump, but the way you know the coaches and my teammates have you know kept encouraging me and just telling me to keep shooting the ball, that made tonight special for me because I've been you know kind of down on myself about that because that's what I'm here to do is you know shoot the ball. So today felt good. I wish we got a win out of it, but yeah, to answer your question, it is nice to, you know, have the green light and have a coach that is confident in everybody shooting.
And speaking of that confidence, when you're feeling it like that, are you on the bench like advocating for yourself? Like, yo, I'm feeling it. Like, I need to be in this game a little bit more just because like the shot's going in.
I mean, because
it doesn't go in every game.
No, that's true. No, I mean, I feel like who he has out there is who he wants out there. And when my number's called, I just got to be ready. You know, I didn't really get that many looks in the fourth. I don't think I was as aggressive, you know, hunting for threes as I was at the beginning, because I just felt that the pace of the game was just different from when I was making, you know, those threes in the first half. So, no, I just sit and chill, wait for my time and, you know, go out there and do my thing.
The result was the same, but obviously a very much closer margin. What do you think you're most proud of about the way this team has grown so far, especially in the short time under Coach Fred?
I'm glad you see that and you feel it, because, you know, we went down tonight and we really could have got it in the end. You know, we missed a little bit, easy shots that really should have gone in for us as well. But, you know, I'm proud of us for sticking it out and coming out hard in that first quarter. Yeah, you know, the Aces have had the last few games very good first quarters against us. So that was our main focus, just, you know, coming out strong and sticking with them for the whole game. And, you know, we let a little bit go in the third and the fourth, but we're growing and we're getting better every day. And I'm very proud of this squad.
What areas do you guys feel yourselves like improving the most that you can kind of look at and go, yeah, that feels better?
We're executing plays. We're finding that chemistry. You know, it looks good when Lex is going, you know, five from the 3-point line for the game. I feel like we're getting in a bit of a rhythm now. And defensively, we're getting better. You know, I came out slow at the start of the season. I'm still trying to find my groove at the moment. But defensively, you know, I think we look way more together as a collective.
So when you guys have a game like tonight where you guys play well offensively and defensively and you still, you know, come out with a loss, what are the positive takeaways that you can take from it?
We didn't get spanked in the first quarter. That's something I'm very happy with. And growth, you know, you got to reflect on the last two times we played the Aces. It was tough, you know. So if you look back on all those three games, you can see there's a big difference where we're at right now.
One last thing about Slim. She just seems to have a knack for making like defensive plays no matter where she is on the court. What do you think it is about her that like just
them long arms?
Yeah.
She's just a crazy athlete. But yeah, she has like extremely long arms to make those types of plays. And, you know, I love being out there with her defensively because it makes me more aggressive because I know I got her behind me. And when she's aggressive, I got her. So having a teammate like that is great. But yeah, you're right. She makes very timely defensive plays. And, you know, she's so valuable for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought our team showed a lot of grit tonight, a lot of effort defensively. Offensively, you know, we had a lot of missed layups, you know, that was inside the paint area. And that pretty much made the difference down the tail end of the fourth quarter against the Aces. The Aces did a job hitting some shots at the last second on defense and got some 3-point plays on us off of that. But overall, I was very pleased the way we passed the ball and got a lot of assists, I think 23. And then, you know, shooting the ball, we had open looks, you know, but I just think the little chippy layups really put us on our heels for them to go in and get some fast break points on us.
Defensively, Liz and Lexi were just in here talking about kind of the growth that this team's gone through. How much of that is change in scheme versus just time is kind of healing the season?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the scheme of things for us is, we do a lot of, you know, switching on defense now. And you know, this league is so quick with post players that could, you know, shoot the three and get out. So you got to do a lot of switching out around the perimeter with a big little type situation. For us coming more together, gelling with the defensive end, I was very pleased of the pressure we put on. The offensive end, again, I just said that, you know, we're getting much better of, you know, passing the basketball and get open looks. You just got to hit shots. You know, I thought the other night against Seattle, we hit shots and put them on the back. But tonight, they just didn't fall for us.
There was a lot of things that definitely went right tonight, mm-hmm. Especially like you said, defensively. It's the first time, well, not the first time, but it's been a while since we've seen everybody firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. Are you going to take some of what happened in Seattle and some of what happened tonight and then just kind of try to exploit those for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I'm gonna mix it up like a bowl of soup. You know, just make it like a bowl of soup. You know, you gotta keep, you know, putting some ingredients in there and make it right. I think these two last games we played, you know, you look at the teams that are above us in the standings and trying to, you know, match up with them. And I felt that we held our own on the floor and we just had to continue to do the things we do each day and you know, make each other better. You know, that's our thing we talk about is making each other better on the floor. And anytime you get over 20-something assists as a team, that means that you're sharing a basketball. And the other is when you get like 75 to 73 shots, that's, you know, sharing a rock. So, mm-hmm. You know, we'll be okay. We just keep plugging away and keep working, rolling up the sleeves and getting after it. I'm just very pleased on how we just hung in there. And even though those things didn't go for us, we still had an opportunity to, you know, get closer towards a victory. You know, the Aces the last couple of times have played us, has blown us out. And tonight we just wanted to show more grit defensively and more shooting on the offensive end, which we, you know, had more attempts than they did. But I'm very pleased at how we collectively are coming together as a unit. And, you know, once it clicks in for you, it's on all cylinders. And right now we still got about two or three spark plugs to put in to make things happen on the floor for us all the way around, on the offensive end and the defensive end.
Liz, man, I think she had one of her better performances tonight, 12 points, 11 rebounds, altering a lot of shots. She was running the floor. What's your thoughts on her performance?
Yeah, I thought she played well, you know, positioned herself down low, being aggressive, going to the boards. You know, she gets triple team in there, and it's hard to maneuver and move around. They put her in a couple of spots, tough spots at the end where they triple teamed her and left her no room to really pass the basketball out. So, you know, I just really felt her efforts of getting double-double tonight was good. And I continue to see that her growth and their conditioning is getting a lot better on the floor. And, you know, we just continue to improve her, you know, for scoring and position herself down low.
Coach, at 7-11, you're at the halfway mark of the season. Do you feel like you're at a point where you really have nothing to lose and everything to gain if things come together and you start winning games?
Yeah, I mean, just for us, as we just take one game at a time, we really haven't looked at the record. It's just a matter of us looking at ourselves and let things happen. You know, this league is so competitive where, you know, teams with 500 records or, you know, above 500 one-game records will be in that stretch for playoffs. And for us, we want to just position ourselves where it's in July and come August, where we're in the right spot and right position to, you know, make that run. But, you know, we don't want to look backwards. We want to look forward. And when we keep looking forward, you know, we got Dallas coming up Friday and a back-to-back on Sunday and Monday, which is kind of tough. And, but, you know, we're up for the challenge, take the challenge. I feel that this team has gotten better stat-wise. We looked at that for the analytics of things. And we continue to try to thrive and be better, a better team, entertaining team for our fans that's in the stands.
Do you feel like you've earned this homestand you're going to have?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, because we need this homestand, man. I mean, we've been on the road traveling. It's like being on a wagon train trying to get from the East Coast to the West Coast and going through storms and you know, if you know, stuff been with flights and all that, but you still play through it. You still play the game. You still play with heart. And we're looking forward towards, you know, our home stands here. And I know this one got us tonight, but this here was, you know, we got battle tested tonight. And so, you know, we came up a little bit short, but we can have a lot of film session with some of the plays that were made and missed and get better at it.
Hey, Coach, you talked about that 23 assist number a lot, and Brittany had 7. She had 8 last game, averaging a career high. What have you seen from her as a playmaker, especially with Jordan being out as of late?
Sykes, she's doing a great job of playing two positions, and that's, you know, the two guard for us and also the point guard, and it puts her in a situation to penetrate and kick and drive. I just think she's turning into more of a triple threat player. You know, defensively, we know she's always there defensively. And, you know, the offensive end, she's looking to drive a little bit more and pass the ball and, you know, really increased her game from the outside. So very pleased with her effort on the floor. Her leadership of passing the ball shows in stats from the last couple of games. And, you know, that will continue to get better.
Up next for the Sparks, they travel to Dallas to face the Wings on Friday, July the 1st. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And they will host the Liberty on Sunday, July the 3rd. That is at 6 o'clock. For all your NBA news and notes, make sure you go to WNBA.com. And for more on your LA Sparks, LASparks.com has everything you need. Don't miss it. Thanks again for joining us on this episode of Believe in Sparks. We'll see you again next week. Our podcasts are available to be downloaded or streamed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, Luminary, iHeart, and our website, Believe.com. You can also follow us across social media at Believe Podcasts, at Believe Sports. You can find me at Stacey Pates on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And as always, thank you so much again for hanging out with us on this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag.